Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Oh, no.
I spilled my coffee.
Yeah, I already got my t-shirt made for the next Super Bowl. It says, hey, Bill, just let the players play.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Patriots start phase three of their offseason program today.
All right, here we go. It's a Tuesday at
that
noon.
Seemed a little harsh, just saying.
What do you mean?
Continuing to mock poor Glenn
That's
Ordway.
What he said.
Playing
start
in pain.
Phase three of their offseason
okay,
program
we can do it again,
today.
Too.
It's just what he sounded
oh,
like,
I
Dale.
Understand.
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
You guys know he's had like several surgeries since that.
Excuse me?
He's had like several.
Nobody said broken foot. They said fractured. Oh, no. Nobody said broken jaw. They said fractured upper jaw. How many surgeries did he have?
I bet you today he's at the dentist right now. Like every day he's
all
come in.
All mouth surgeries?
All mouth. He's come in.
What's wrong with his teeth?
You're talking about Ordway here.
Yeah, I'm talking
about
Ordway.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about the player who had
Isaiah
the fractured
Thomas.
Orbit.
Wasn't it Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah.
Nobody said broken jaw.
Anyways, but yeah, Glenn.
What's wrong with his teeth?
I don't know. He's come in several times, and every time, you know, Ryan, the producer of OMF, comes in, he tells me, all right, listen to this one because he might do it. But he has been a champ. You would never know. But that one time.
The one time was pretty impressive.
And drugs are good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Well,
he was
high as a
kite
that day?
For that.
Is that what you're insinuating?
For that. No, not recreational drugs necessarily.
But. Well, I mean, to each their own, Dale, is what I say.
Gotcha.
Hey, Dale, you've been on an airplane before, right?
Couple of times.
Yeah, me too. I think a lot of us have. And they can be great. You know, you can go from A to B. Oftentimes, they're somewhat clean. Sometimes, Dale, though, they are not as clean as what you would have signed up for, including this gentleman who took a Delta flight and things did not go his way.
Airlines is now apologizing tonight after a passenger from Michigan sat in dog feces on a flight.
Oh, what?
The old sat on dog feces
we
on a flight trick.
You ran out of poop stories and you went to dog poop stories?
Poop's poop, Dale. It doesn't really matter where it comes from.
Actually,
it's still,
fairly similar. You're right.
It's still pretty funny regardless.
Sat in dog feces on a flight.
7 Action News reporter Kimberly Craig has the story that may have you looking twice before you take a seat on a plane.
I know that. That's what I do. Have you ever sat in a seat when you haven't looked at it?
I always.
So you just like you're like looking around and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna sit down like no look sitting.
Plop down here. I mean, somebody's headphones could be there. Or...
Yes, right. Dog feces.
Well,
you don't know what's gonna be on a
seat. I didn't think of
that one. Anything could be there. I feel like most people look down when they sit. This guy, I think, is on his own. But we'll find out. We'll even hear from the gentleman.
Matthew Meehan is from Michigan, but now lives in Florida.
Ooh, Matthew Meehan from Michigan.
Wow.
That's kind of fun.
I'd probably just search for this story just for that.
That's pretty good.
Matthew Meehan is from Michigan, but now lives in Florida.
Matthew Meehan is a Michigan man.
Matthew Meehan is from Michigan, but now lives in Florida, and he says he was disgusted not long after boarding a flight from Atlanta to Miami.
Yeah, he was not happy.
I might have grossed you out just doing that.
Matthew Meehan is a Michigan man going to Miami. So this does get better, by the way. He's on Skype, apparently.
No,
so
I think he's like, on Jonathan Jones' phone. Or
like,
maybe
yeah.
Sort of sounds McGinnis. Like Willie McGinnis earlier
he
today.
Was, so like Primetime does the Skype call-ins with the Football Player of the Week. Apparently they had a talk with Matthew Mulligan here to get his story.
It's Megan.
Megan from Michigan, who's going to Miami.
And it was everywhere. It was on my seat. It was on the floor. My feet were in it.
Meehan said...
Did he look at anything? I sat in it. I stepped in it.
What does he do? He gets on the plane and immediately covers his eyes and then runs to his seat and plops down. He's like, oh, no. Wait a minute. It's everywhere.
Something smells here.
It's on my feet. It's on my seat. It's everywhere.
He jumped up and asked the flight crew for help.
This is all I was given. 2 paper towels and a bottle. One of those little bottles.
You think...
Wait. Little... Wait a minute.
Yeah, like a nip. He was given like a little bottle of vodka. Like, this should knock you out. You should be fine.
Was that just to get the smell out?
I think maybe
were
for
you
this...
supposed to use the magic paper towels? And...
Yeah, 2 paper towels and like a hand sanitizer. We're like, just shut up. We're on a flight. It's a full flight, sir. If you could please sit down.
Bombay Sapphire. I was in the
bathroom.
Oh, a little Bombay Sapphire action.
Then.
Which I always thought when I was
this Dino on this flight?
When I was a youngster.
The old days, that was Dino's drink of choice.
Drug.
Not now. He doesn't do that now.
No. Sober as a bird
now.
Back
in the day, it used to be
Bombay
Sapphire.
As a young kid, I used to think that the Bombay Sapphire itself was actually a blue color. Turns out it's a clear color. The bottle
is blue.
I learned that very
recently. Mind blown.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise to me.
Feces off of the back of my legs.
And Meehan says he was stunned when he got off the plane to speak to a manager.
She says, well, that's not my problem. I said, I'm sorry. She says, well, if the cleaning crew didn't clean your seat, I don't have any control over that.
Out of her jurisdiction. You kind of have to respect it, right? She's there to
she's
give out headphones.
Yeah. No. She's not even on the plane. He said when he got off the plane.
Oh, off the flight.
He's talking to somebody. And she's going, I wasn't even on the plane. What are you talking
about? What do you want from me? Is what she's saying. She got a good point.
The feces were from someone's service dog that became ill on the plane earlier.
See, I almost wanted to take that out because that makes me feel really bad. Because I immediately think of a poor, sick dog on a flight. You don't want to be sick on a plane. It's the worst. This dog doesn't know what he's doing.
Previous flight, so they had time.
That's right.
To clean all this.
And the cleaning crew said,
"Well, they went in there
that.
Like that guy did.
Crazy?
They weren't looking. They were like, everything's good to go here.'
But it's not like it was just like on the floor. It was on his seat. He had to wipe it off his leg. It was in his foot.
When we were coming back from the Super Bowl 2 years ago in Houston, our flight got delayed, and they're like, we're all set. They just need to like clean it.' And you're like, okay. And then they came back on the microphone and they said, a previous passenger got sick on the flight, and they were unable to get the stink out.
That's what they said on the thing.
They said they couldn't get the stink out. And we're like, okay. How long of a flight would you put up with the stink for, rather than sitting in the airport for like 3 hours?
Like none?
No, probably this one. This is Atlanta to Miami. Yeah. What's that, 45 minutes?
Like an hour. I could do that. Suck it up. Put your nose in your shirt.
If it could you sit in the poop?
No. I don't want to sit and like ruin my clothes about it. But if you were, so this lady, or I think it was we know it was a lady because we also saw her get wheelchaired out down in Houston. She looked unwell. She obviously.
No. She had issues.
She had a ton of Bombay Sapphire in her, and she didn't know what she was doing.
I'm not sure that was it. But
she wheeled out, but I think she got sick like by the bathroom.
Oh, it was back at the back of the plane.
So like all
and
the
they wouldn't
seats
let us get
clean.
On the plane.
Yeah, we couldn't get on the plane. They had to swap out planes. But I think all the seats were clean.
It was that bad you couldn't even get on that plane.
They wouldn't let us. They flew a new plane in.
Who says that, though? We couldn't get the stink out.
Well, it's hard. Like, I mean, I don't know if you had to.
Yeah, but is that even the medical term for it?
I don't know.
There's got to be a better way of
putting
it.
Was it stink or stank?
No, I think it was stank.
Meehan says because some passengers refused to sit down until it was cleaned up, someone simply used some paper towels. And passengers then laid down blankets, but they still had to endure the smell.
Just put some blankets over it. Like, what?
We're going to have to get rid of it. That'll disguise it completely.
By the way, as somebody who is a dog owner, and at one point when he was a young puppy, he had a couple of accidents in the house. Let me tell you this. Paper towels aren't doing a thing.
They're not going to
Paper
help
towels
you.
Make it worse. You just start smearing it everywhere. It's terrible. I thought you got to pick it up with a paper towel.
Well, that's why you just throw a blanket on
top. Yeah, put the blanket, throw some gin on it, and then put a blanket on it and have a seat.
Blanket.
You'll be fine.
Some Bombay Sapphire. Where's the remote for the TV?
It smells like gin and poop now. This is worse. This is much worse.
It filled the entire plastic bag. Paper towels full of feces, and they wanted me to sit in that.
All right, now I'm just going to say this now. I apologize to all of you who are listening to us on your lunch hour.
Yeah, have a good lunch.
This is not my fault.
I'm getting, by the sound of it, the service dog must have been like a Newfoundland because this guy, it's
filled
a
whole plastic bag.
A whole bag. This guy's in trouble.
A spokesperson for Delta apologized to some of the customers on the flight and offered a refund and additional compensation, adding that Delta will conduct a full investigation to prevent this from happening again.
Yeah, they're going to get to the bottom of this.
It's called have somebody go in and
clean it up.
The plane.
Get a hazmat suit on. Get in there. Don't just give a passenger two paper towels and expect the problem to go away.
Find a seat for your service, Newfoundland.
Poor guy. I just feel so bad for that guy. He was up there. He didn't know where to go, and he got sick. Maybe he's not good on planes.
My nephew was a canine officer in the Air Force, and he would have to travel with his service dog. Now this is
that dog must have loved to fly.
Service dog, you know, this is right. and never did anything like this ever happen.
Well, of course not. He was built for. He was in the Air Force. This other dog was just a service dog. He's not used to all these flights, probably. Maybe a little under the weather. Not good.
I have never in my entire life felt more dehumanized
Get over it. Give me a break. I never felt more dehumanized.
Dehumanized. That's taking
it. You sound some turds, my man. Like, get over it.
I now no longer feel sorry for this guy at all.
I don't at all.
I wish the dog had pooped more.
Me too. Me too. This guy sucks.
Go back a few seconds. Is he on an airplane with this? Listen to the sound.
I've never in my entire life felt more dehumanized. I felt like an animal.
Well, Ross, did you hear he got another free ticket? He got right back on there. He felt so dehumanized. Oh, please.
Words can't even describe how awful it was.
It's dog poop. Dude, come on.
Let's not go
come
nuts
on.
Here.
They had so many opportunities to make it right.
Yeah, you're
right. And it may be no surprise that Meehan...
That means give me money.
Oh, he's looking for some money, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
And it may be no surprise that Meehan says a lot of lawyers are now calling him, hoping to take the case. Huh. Kimberly Craig, 7 Action News.
I can't wait for those commercials now. Did you sit dog feces on a plane? Call us right now. Like, yeah, this is a very limited clientele, but
you
I
pay
did.
Nothing unless we get a settlement.
That's right. The old dog feces. So next time you're on a plane, everybody, I would take a quick look at the old seat before you sit down.
Isn't that sort of common sense?
I mean, thought so too, but
I hate to say it. First of all, he sounds like a dope.
I think he was asking for it.
But second of all,
oh,
here,
Keith Spiracy.
Take a look first, you dope.
Keith Spiracy?
Oh, good.
Spiracy. He planted it.
He
planted
it's his poop?
Yeah, well, it's his dog's poop.
Oh,
deal.
His
it's
dog.
Not getting too crass.
Hey, so
it was
he
his
brought a bag full of dog poop
yeah.
with him on the plane.
And now so he can sue the airline.
No, no.
And get free flights.
They knew there was dogs
what?
Sick earlier, so what he did, maybe he saw some of the dog poop and did a little smear.
Real smear campaign?
Yeah. That makes more sense. He wouldn't bring poop on the plane.
Why not?
Because they already
knew.
If you
put it in a plastic bag, you can check it.
Is
yeah,
that true?
You get through, as long as it's under 3 ounces. Each bag.
You've done this
check
before?
It. If it's under 3 ounces, you don't even have to check it.
No, I took the boot. Oh, by the way, remember we had that conversation about bringing nips on the plane?
Yes.
And you apparently wanted to bring a big
I can
bag
do that.
Full.
I can do that. And I did it. And they said you can't open them on the plane. You
yep.
can if they're not looking.
Well, thank you. It's like me going to the movie theaters like, with yeah. a million things going.
They knew what I was doing. I was like, can I have the pineapple juice? And I'm like, in a separate cup of ice. Do not think about pouring it into there. They're like, what? They knew what I was doing.
So
they
I'm going to rob this bank, but as long as you don't see me doing it,
it's
we're all
good.
Good, right?
It's all good, Dale.
That's
great
just
point.
Sad. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
I have never in my entire life felt more dehumanized. I felt like an animal. Paper towels full of feces. But it was feces, and it was everywhere. It was on my seat, it was on the floor, my feet were in it.
A passenger from Michigan sat in dog feces on a flight.